So as I was saying regarding the Sabbath, the seven-day Sabbath actually starts at sunrise and ends at sunset. There are different ideas on when the Sabbath begins and ends. One way, of course, is the commonly held tradition of rabbinical Judaism that says the Sabbath begins from evening to evening or night to night. And as a matter of fact, they hold the idea is that that's when a day starts. And of course, the other, another, I should say, there are others, but another, that is the scriptural way, is that the day actually begins at sunrise and ends at dawn. Now, that's a day. But the Sabbath itself begins at sunrise and ends at sunset. And these are just not, you know, whimsical ideas. It's you, as we go through a few of the many scriptures, I'm trusting you will see the that they're not whimsical ideas at all. So the latter, which is the sunrise to sunset idea, may seem to some wrong, but it's in fact the scriptural method. So today we will look at the scriptures to see which of the two methods best match the straightforward or plain biblical text found in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Then we will see which method works with the law and which method works with the law, what the accounts of the prophets, and even in the New Testament as time permits. There's lots of those. So let's dive right into Genesis chapter 1, and then we'll look at some definitions there of the words, because that's very important that we understand the specifics in Genesis chapter 1, those first few verses about the first day. Okay, I'm sure I have those definitions in front of me.
What version of the Bible are you reading from?
Yeah, so I will read in your hearing the Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and look at the whole chapter up to the first few chapters, the first few verses of chapter 2, to see the context and flesh out the meaning of what's being said in relation to the days, the 6 days. So it says in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, that in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim was hovering over the face of the waters. And Elohim said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And Elohim saw the light was good. And Elohim saw that the light was good. And Elohim separated the light from the darkness. Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. The first day. Okay? Now, a few words I want to highlight in our define for us is the word that's listed as darkness, the word light, the word day, night, and evening, and morning. Let's take a look at those words before we try to make some sense of the plain text. So definitions of these relevant words from Genesis 1 is the first word we mentioned was darkness. That's the word choshek, or some might say chosek. And it means it's an unpleasant, dense darkness without any light. It's darkness without any light, completely void of light, choshek. Then we have the word light, which is or, and these are the Hebrew words. Choshek or chosek is the Hebrew for darkness, and or is the Hebrew for light. Then we have another word called yom, which is daylight, warm, or daytime. That's yom. Then we have laila, or layla, which is to twist, specifically from light, dark, with some light, night. That's what layla means. That word translated as night is layla. Then we have erev, which is very telling. Erev is the Hebrew word for evening, or mix of light and darkness, light waning to sunset or evening. Then we have the word bocher, which means dawn or light waxing towards day. It's very important for us to keep those meaning in mind, and I'll try to explain them as we go through this. So let's look back at Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. So it said, darkness was over the face of the deep. So, but keep in mind what Leslie is, as the earth was, the earth was. So the earth was what? It's speaking of the condition of the then primal mass, which is our earth today. It's the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. So this whole statement is describing a condition of the earth. It has nothing to do with time. Okay? The earth was without form and covered with choshek. Not night, it's choshek. Choshek and night are totally different things. There's some similarities, but very different. Dark, choshek is void of light. And it was a condition. It's not a start of time in any way. Just as the earth was without form and void, being without form and void was a condition of the earth, and darkness was over the face of the deep was also a condition. All right? What was Elohim's first act after creating the heavens and then creating that mass of earth that's without form and darkness was over? It says, and the spirit of Elohim was hovering over the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. Let there be or. Not orim, meaning lights. Nope, it's singular. Let there be light. And there was or. There was light. And Elohim saw that the light was good. Saw that the or was tov, good. And Elohim separated the light from the, not the night, from the choshek, from the darkness. And Elohim called the light, what did he call it? Day. He called the light day, yom. That's the word yom. And the choshek, he now called. He called the choshek something different. He called the choshek laila, night. And there was evening, and there was morning, and so the first day. And there was erev, evening, and there was morning, the first day. Okay, so now the word evening is, as I said, very telling, because the word evening means the waning of light, or the mixing of light, in this case, into darkness, like we see every day. We see from daytime, from afternoon, when the sun is bright, by that time, it's from afternoon, it starts to go down. It's about to go down. So now from light is becoming a mixture of light and darkness. And that's the era of it's mixing. Okay. And there was morning, bocher. Bocher is the opposite. I would ask if we could kindly mute our phones for a minute, just for the background noises, okay? Just kindly mute your phone. And there was evening and there was morning. Bocher is, morning is the opposite of the evening, but they're very much alike. What's evening for one person is morning for another, depending where you are, right? So if for us, evening, for one person, evening is when the sun is setting. For the other, morning or bocher is when the sun is about to rise, but it looks the same. Because these are interval times of an entire day. The evening being the first interval between the daylight and the nighttime. And the morning, the bocher, the dawn, is the interval between night and the new day. Okay, so I keep that in mind. So, meaning of the narrative is this. Elohim created the day, which is the word yom. And that yom, what did he call the day? What started the day? He said, let there be light. And he said, that's the day. He called it day. That's the day. That's when it starts. Not with Hoshek, because Hoshek has nothing to do with time. There's no light in it at all. It's darkness. The next time from Genesis chapter 1 that you would read the word Hoshek is in Genesis chapter 15, I think, about with Abraham, when Abraham was about to offer this sacrifice. And it says a dreadful darkness came over him. And another time would be in Exodus when when Elohim caused Hoshek, darkness, to be over Egypt. And in that description, that darkness was defined for us, that it was so thick you could feel it, right? So it's very oppressive. But Lila, any of you who have been in a nice open field, especially in a warm place like maybe Florida, the Caribbean, or wherever it's warm and the sky is unpolluted at night and it's safe, you could sleep outside. It's beautiful. So it's not oppressive. So Elohim, the light of Elohim, changed the Hoshek, the darkness, into Lila, into night. It's now filled with light, right? In the night, the light of the stars, light of the moon, and so on. So night is part of time. But which came first? Light or night? The light came first. That was Elohim's first act to begin the week, to begin the first day. To start the first day, he said, let there be light. He did not count that darkness. So let's move on. I think that should be clear with the idea. But can it be proven? That's the thing. So that's the idea behind that, a day starts with the light and not with the night, not with darkness, not with evening, because you cannot have evening without first having light. You could have dawn without first having light, because the dawn comes from the darkness. It's the darkness first, then the dawn, and becomes day. But that's not how it happened. You first had the light, and then you have evening, because it gives you, it's the word erev, evening. So it's the light that's closing into darkness, that's transitioning into darkness. So it's very telling that the day cannot start with the evening, especially that our creator is not an author of confusion. And he tells us plainly, the day is yom. That's what a yom is. So when you say Shabbat, Yom Shabbat, you're saying Sabbath, daylight, literally daytime. That's what you're literally, that's what it's literally saying. Sabbath, daytime. Happy Sabbath day. Okay? You will never see a Sabbath evening in the scriptures ever. You'll never see that. Or a Sabbath night. You'll never see that in the old or any scriptures. You'll never find a Sabbath evening or a Sabbath night. You'll always see the evening as referencing the end of the Sabbath, never its beginning. Okay, let's move on to a little bit more. So how can we prove this? Oh, and the part of the scripture that says, and there was evening and there was morning. That clause is just to show us how the cycle of the day. That's all it's doing. So Elohim created the light. Then the light waned into evening. Then the evening became night, and the night brightened up into dawn for the start of the next day. That's all it's doing. So the section of the clause stating there was evening and morning specifies that evening came after the light of day and ended at dawn with the light or Lila in between. The section day one or the first day first just reiterates that the light of day was the initialization and how Elohim established Earth's first 24-hour or day, a complete day. So day one was created by the first daylight placed on Earth by Elohim. The same clause follows each event for all the other 6 days to specify when Elohim did each subsequent work, whether it was to create the heavens, separate the waters from the waters, to create the animals, and so on, and finally create man. So he did all his work during the daytime, and when evening came, he stopped his work. The evening wasn't a Sabbath, but he's setting the precedent for how we are to best operate. As I said this past Sabbath, we best work, the healthiest way of being is to work during the day and sleep at night. That's the healthiest approach. Some of us can't do it for whatever reason, you know, our needs, and Elohim is gracious, but that's his statute. And not surprisingly, Psalm 74, verse 16 states, quote, "The day is yours, the night also is yours." See, the word also implies that the day comes first and then comes the night. So the day is yours and the night also is yours. You have prepared light and the sun. Also, reiterating the fact that the first light was not from the sun, moon, or stars. It was a different light. It was the light of Messiah, actually. For those first 3 days was a light that was coming from his son, meaning the son of Elohim, turning it on and off as he pleased to create the light and nighttime of effect. It reflects the proper order of daylight before night, and that light existed independently and before the sun, moon, stars were created. And also, another psalm, Psalms 113, verse 3 states, "From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Eternal is to be praised." And this happens to be a Sabbath psalm, right? And it says, "From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Eternal is to be praised." This psalm also implies a day starts from the rising of the sun, not at the setting, because we are to worship him early on. If the day started at evening, then we should have started praising him since then. But that's really the ending of the day. So the darkness had nothing to do with the start of time. It is the light that started the time. Now let's look at some context here for you, or a little bit more, that I'm going to try to do this as quickly as I can. So another example to show you as far as time is concerned is Exodus chapter 18, verse 13. It says, "The next day Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning till evening." You see that? From morning till evening. It's not evening. So it's something that happened the next day. The next day is not accounted as being from evening till morning, but it's actually from morning till evening. That was the account of the next day. We see the same thing in Exodus 10, verse 13. "So Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Eternal brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. When it was morning, Bocher, the east wind had brought the locusts." So it says, all that yom, all that daylight period, all that night, all that Lila, and when it was dawn, Bocher, the east wind had brought the locusts. So it shows you the proper order of the day. The day starts with the light and ends with dawn. Okay, with the coming of dawn after night. So that's how the word is used throughout scripture. I have like literally pages of these examples, but we won't have enough time. So the next thing we want to look at is Sabbath instruction. The Sabbath instruction. So much to cover, but we won't have enough time. So the Sabbath instruction is right here. We will find that in Exodus chapter 16. Okay? Well, I will not, as you notice, I'm not reading the entire passages for just for interest of time, but it says, but the Sabbath, this is going to show you this by the hands-on instruction from Moses, from Elohim to Moses, that the Sabbath itself starts in the day and ends by evening, has nothing to do with the evening or the night at all. Now, we're all familiar with the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, where we see the Sabbath commandment. Like, if you ask most people, a lot of people, about where we find instruction about the Sabbath in the law, they'll usually probably turn there. But before the law was given, before the Ten Commandments were given on the mountain, Elohim had instructed, given the people hands-on instruction how to keep the Sabbath before the Ten Commandments were given. And that's the account you will find in Exodus chapter 16. I would encourage you to turn to this one to follow along, because this is the instruction on how to keep the Sabbath, when to keep it, how to keep it. This is it. This is the law about the Sabbath. So let's turn there to Exodus chapter 16, and we will read through this narrative, and what you will find out, what you will see, that through the instruction, remember, there's no other instruction. This is it, okay, that Elohim gave his people, that we have in our records, and you will see that it has nothing to do with the evening, but it's going to have everything to do with the day, okay? So let's take a look at that. So Exodus chapter 16, verses 22, 23 to 26 says, on the sixth day, they gathered, I'm cutting into the content. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers each. And when all the congregation came and told Moses, he said to them, this is what the Eternal has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Shabbat to the Eternal. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil. And all that is left over, lay aside to be kept till the boher, till the morning. So they laid it aside till morning as Moses commanded them. And it did not smell, and there were no worms in it. Moses said, eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Eternal. Today you will not find it in the field. If you recall the scenario, Elohim told Moses to tell the children of Israel, because they were complaining and about things. So Elohim told Moses to tell the people that he was going to give them meat in the evening, and that he would give them bread, manna, in the daytime, right? Now, the meat came in the form of the quails, which are birds that he caused to fall in the camp around evening time. And to prepare these birds, you know, to prepare them, cook them, it would take, you could say, a few hours. It's very labor intensive, right? So, and those birds came in the evening. They had to do that to prepare the birds to eat them. However, the manna required no labor other than gathering it. And it's a miracle food in of itself. You can't gather more or less than what you needed. Elohim had it like that. We don't have the time to look at that, but it was a miracle food, and it would come in early in the morning after the dew in the dawn. And then it would evaporate by in the heat of the day. So the heat of the day is usually evening, like in the afternoon, around noontime, when the sun is really hot. By then, it would all be melted. It would be all gone. So to collect the manna, you had to get it from early dawn, from morning to about midday, about the early afternoon, you know, in the afternoon time. Other than that, after that, it just evaporated. There was none left. So the instruction, what was the instruction that they had concerning the manna? Okay, so let's look at that for a second. Verse 14, it says, verse 13, and in the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, in the boker, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, that's verse 15, they said to one another, manna, or that is to say, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, it is the bread that the Eternal has given you to eat. This is what the Eternal has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer according to the number of persons that each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, let no one leave any of it till the morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it until the morning, and it bred worms and smelled. And Moses was up angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. Okay? So they were to gather the manna for 6 days. Notice there's nothing said about the quails. The quails were gathered in the evening. Now the sixth day came, verse 22, on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread. Two omers each. This is by the miracle Elohim of Elohim. They were able to gather twice as much was in the day. Other times you cannot gather more than an omer, no matter how what you tried. But because of the Sabbath rules, which they don't know yet, they don't know what's going on. Only Elohim knows, and possibly Moses at this point. So on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers each. And when all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, verse 23, he said to them, this is what the Eternal has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Eternal. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil. And all that is left, overlay aside to be kept till the morning. So it was the sixth day. The sixth day is what we would call our Friday. Notice, Moses said, this is what the Eternal said. This evening is the Sabbath. He didn't say that. See, if the Sabbath started at evening, because this is the law, this is the instruction, this is how they're going to know what to do. He did not say this evening. It's on the sixth day. He didn't say the evening. But rather, he says, tomorrow is a yom. Tomorrow, the morrow. Okay, mahar is the Hebrew word for morrow, commonly meaning next morning. So he's telling them on the sixth day that the Sabbath starts the next day, in the morning, not the evening. And notice all this emphasis on the manna, because the Sabbath is a daytime event. That's why all the instruction pertains only to the manna. You will not find one instruction concerning the quail. So the quail would be provided that evening, that Friday evening, because it's from evening to evening, the quail came every evening. It's the manna that only came on the sixth day. That stopped on the seventh day. It's the manna that was a double portion. Do you see that? Why? Because in the morning, the next day, the seventh day, they're not going to find it. But there's no problem with the quails coming Friday evening on the sixth day. Notice Moses did not say tonight, this evening, you're not going to have quail. Did not say that. There's no instruction concerning the quail that comes in the evening. But if the Sabbath started in the evening, that would be the most important thing to focus on. Because if the Sabbath is going to start Friday evening or the evening of the sixth day, Moses, Elohim, would have told Moses to instruct the people, tonight at evening, the Sabbath is going to start. You're not going to get any quail. Okay? You're going to get a double portion the day before or whatever, or I'll give you something else. But that, because the quail requires a lot of labor. You have to take, get it. You have to, you know, remove, you know, drain it of blood, remove the feathers. I don't know which come first. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't know what comes first. But they had to do a lot of cooking and cook it. So that took hours, but there's no instruction. All the instruction is about the daytime event, which was the manna. The manna. So verse 23 said, he said to them, this is what the Eternal has commanded. Tomorrow, Mahar, is a day of solemn rest, a holy Shabbat to the Eternal. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil, and all that is left, lay aside till the morning. You see the emphasis on daytime? No emphasis by lay it for evening tonight so you have something to eat. Because it did not start in the evening. It started in the day. So, verse 24 said, so they laid it aside till morning as Moses commanded them. Till bocher, okay? That's what it means, till boker. They laid it aside till boker of the next day, as Moses commanded them. It did not smell, and there were no worms in it. Moses said, eat it today. Now it's the seventh day now. It's the next day. It's the seventh day. What does Moses say? Moses says, eat it today. For today is a Sabbath to the Eternal. And look at how he emphasizes. Today you will not find it in the field. And then now he gives the clear Sabbath keeping instruction. Verse 26. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none. Well, at what time of the day did the manna come? In the day, between early morning and afternoon. That's when it comes. When the sun got real hot, which is probably sometime after afternoon, in the noon like times, it melted. So that's to show you that what Elohim has in mind when he says a day. He's not concerned about what's going on in the evening here. He doesn't mention anything about the quails. He says, 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day like, which is a Sabbath, there will be none. Could they gather it in the evening? Of course not, because it's gone by the evening. So if the Sabbath started in the evening, why is there no instruction about that? Everything is about the day, brethren. That's where you find the instruction. The idea that the light starts in the dark is actually something the rabbinical Jews adopted from Babylon and other places. It has nothing to do with the scriptures. Even their timekeeping, everything is done in the dark. Instead of the scriptures tells us that the year starts in spring. No, they say no, it starts in the fall. And that's when the Egyptians keep start their year, in the fall. Right? And other, I'm not saying the Egyptians are bad, but I'm just saying that's not what Elohim said. Elohim said, as we saw throughout early this week, those of us who were with us on Wednesday, as we were commemorating the new year, we saw that the day, we saw that the year starts in the spring, in the month of Aviv, in the season of Aviv, right? The season of spring, of green ears. That's when the year starts. That's why Elohim says, thus says Elohim, we can't follow the traditions of men. Okay? So the Sabbath starts in the day. Okay, let me try to move along and see what else I could say quickly here, because this took a lot of time. Let's see. I'm going to give one proof to show that it can't be in the evening. That's going to be, and then I'll take questions, because I want to make sure you get a chance. There's so much to cover. This is not something that you really cover in a sitting like this, but we could always talk more about this during Sabbath, or you could call me and ask me more questions. But let me go over a portion of scripture that has to do with the daily sacrifices, which is something very important to understand. The children of Israel were commanded to have what's called a perpetual sacrifice. I believe it's called an acharit, or today it's called acharit. I believe it's what it's called in the Jewish circles. But it's the daily sacrifice. One had to be, for each day, you had to offer two animals. One had to be burnt early in the morning, and then another in the afternoon, and then the second one, and then you had to clean everything by dawn to start for the next day. Okay? And that in itself tells us that it is, that the cycle of the day starts from sunrise, in daylight time, not evening. Okay? So let's look at what, you will find this, and I write this down so you can understand this. Sacrifices prove that the 24-hour day must start with daylight and cannot start at evening. It can't. It won't work. You will see that in Exodus chapter 40, verses 1 to 2. And then chapter 40, verses 29, 34, 28. That's the initial cycle of the first daily sacrifice. And Exodus chapter 40 shows us that the cycle started in the day, not in the evening. But not surprisingly, that's what the law says. That's what the instruction says. In Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 through 13. Let's read that. It says, "The Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the heart on the altar all night until morning." Ah, but let's keep reading so we could understand where it starts. That's the effect he's looking for. Remember, he declares the end from the beginning. So here, the burnt offering shall be on the heart of on the altar all night until morning. He wants it to be something ongoing. And the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. So it's never to turn off. "And the priest shall put on his linen garment and put his linen undergarment on his body, and he shall take up the ashes to which the fire has reduced the burnt offering on the altar and put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments and put on other garments and carry the ashes out of the camp to a clean place." Okay, but when does this start? Let's continue. "The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it" when? "Every morning. And he shall arrange the burnt offering on it, and it shall and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out." But when does it start? "Every morning, and it is to continue all night until morning." Let's read another passage on the same thing from the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers shows it a little bit more clearly. Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 through 4. "Order of sacrifices is from morning to morning, not evening to morning. The Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, command the people of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food for my offerings, my pleasing aroma, you shall be careful to offer to me at what? At its appointed time, at its scheduled time. And you shall say to them, this is the food offering that you shall offer to the Eternal. 2 male lambs, a year old without blemish, yom via yom, day by day, as a regular offering. The first lamb, or the one lamb, you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight." All right, that's between 3 in the afternoon, at twilight. Do you see what it says here? So, oops, I'm going ahead of myself. I'm so sorry. Let me just come back to my scriptures here. So wood and offering was set in the morning to burn all night to ashes until replaced at dawn. The first lamb in the morning and the second lamb at twilight. Since both animals are for one day, not two, and must be offered in sequential order on the same day, then the evening and night until dawn, in which the second lamb burns to ashes, are part of the same day, not the start of a new day. In the morning, the ashes would be removed and new wood arranged and a new set of animals selected for the sacrifices of the new day. This lends to a day to dawn schedule, not evening to evening. So this sacrifice command works perfectly only with a dawn schedule, with a morning schedule, a daytime schedule. Yet it cannot be kept as commanded under an evening to evening schedule, since the sacrifices intended for a single day would overlap to 2 days. So here's briefly, just visualize this. Mentally visualize this, an attempt to offer the daily sacrifice of the first day. So let's say it's the first day and you're going to start your first day in the evening. Okay, so now it's about evening. And the day just started according to the tradition. How are you going to keep that command? Because the command says the first sacrifice must be offered in the morning. So how can you do that if your day start at evening? So right now it's evening. The day just started, right? So I have a problem. Okay, well, I'll just offer it in the morning. Okay, so you'll start offering your sacrifice in the morning, which is the end part of the day. So you offered it. So for that one day, you offered only one sacrifice, but you're to offer two. So, and the other one you must offer in the evening. So when the evening comes, oh wow, it's another day. So it can't work because the days overlap in an evening to evening scenario. The only way it will work is if the day starts, is if we recognize the day starts in the morning. Okay. Elohim says the first lamb has to be, the first animal has to be offered in the early morning. No problem. Offer your animal early in the morning. Fine. It's the first day, right? And when evening come, it's still the same day. It's just the evening of the same day. No problem. You offer your second sacrifice and it burns in the night. No problem. The night is still part of the same day. And then, but when the dawn comes, that day ends. Day one ends and day two will start at sunrise. No problem. So now I have to offer the sacrifice for the second day. So I change my wood, do all of the command and start the cycle over and over. That's the only way it works. It cannot work with an evening to evening scenario. Okay. So I'm going to stop here to take questions or comments you may have. We didn't get a chance to go to the New Testament as intended, but let's take your questions now.